Chairman Terry Canales call for action on the Hidalgo County infrastructure project. At the same time, on October 31, 2024, Edinburg Mayor Ramiro Garza Jr. issued a statement emphasizing his commitment to the original alignment, aligning his support with Canales' vision. "I strongly support the original 2014 alignment of State Highway 68," Garza declared, identifying it as a key route connecting the International Bridge Trade Corridor to Interstate 69C. Garza further noted that this alignment is crucial for the growth of the South Texas International Airport, a major regional trade hub. Mayor Garza's statement highlighted his concerns about TxDOT's recent proposal, asserting that such changes could jeopardize both Edinburg's economic progress and the broader region's future development. Canales extended his criticism of TxDOT beyond their proposed alignment changes, citing the agency's lack of communication with South Texas officials. "Repeatedly, TxDOT has failed to engage in meaningful discussions with regional leaders," Canales lamented, adding that the agency's unresponsiveness reflects an indifference or ineptitude that threatens to stall the project. In response to this perceived inaction, Canales formally announced his intention to request TxDOT's executive director's resignation. "New leadership is needed to prioritize our state and regional infrastructure needs effectively," he stated. Despite these setbacks, Canales has made substantial strides in securing support and funding for the project, including $150 million from the state. Governor Abbott recognized the corridor's importance to border security and regional economic stability. Canales emphasized the cost of potential delays, stating that further deviation from the original alignment could result in millions of dollars in lost economic opportunities and extend completion timelines by up to 2 years. With upcoming family commitments, Chairman Canales appealed to the community to maintain momentum on the project in his absence. He encouraged stakeholders to protect the progress achieved thus far and advocate for the original alignment. "This is a regional project, not just Edinburg's or mine. It belongs to all of us," Canales insisted. He urged elected leaders to voice their support, underscoring that the SH 68 project could redefine the region's economic landscape for generations to come. Mayor Garza echoed this sentiment in his statement, calling for collaboration with TxDOT and regional stakeholders to uphold the original vision of SH 68. "This project is critical for maximizing the airport's potential and strengthening the Rio Grande Valley's role in international trade," Garza emphasized, reinforcing that his priority is the prosperity of Edinburg and the surrounding communities. Chairman Canales' call to action is a decisive appeal for South Texas communities to safeguard their infrastructure investment. He warned that TxDOT's proposed changes could undercut years of planning, funding, and regional growth opportunities. "Let's not lose sight of what this project can achieve," he urged, advocating for a unified response to protect the corridor's intended benefits. As the SH 68 project reaches a pivotal moment, Canales' message resonates as a reminder of the lasting impact infrastructure decisions will have on South Texas's economy and future. 2022-2023 Northbound International Bridge Crossings a Month. International BRIDGEYEAR. 2022-2023 Northbound Crossings a MONTHPHARR 107,000 VETERANS 140,000 Gateway 80,460 DONNA 65,500 McAllen Hidalgo 244,470 ANZALDUAS 127,980 PROGRESO 41,430 ROMA 57,150 total, 863,990 daily northbound crossings a month, 28,766. Chairman Terry Canales presented a chart illustrating the high monthly northbound traffic volume for the 2022-2023 period at Hidalgo County's five international bridges. The data highlights significant traffic counts, FAR with 107,000 crossings, DONNA at 65,500, McAllen, Hidalgo with 244,470, Anzaldúaz at 127,980, and Progreso at 41,430. These figures are evidence of the vital role of these bridges in supporting regional commerce and the need for efficient infrastructure to manage heavy cross-border traffic. See related stories. Representative Canales rebukes Edinburgh City Council's plan for commercial corridor interchange with open letter to TX. Statement from Edinburgh Mayor Ramiro Garza Jr. on TxDOT's proposed SH68 realignment.